Fred Film Radio, Festival de Cannes, France.
Fred Film Radio from the Cannes Festival. I'm Angelo Cerbi, and actually I'm at the market. I'm the Cannes Film Market here with Jérôme Payard, the market director. Good morning.
Good morning.
So we are a couple of days away from the end of the market and the festival too, and we are here for our usual chat about the outcomes of this year's market. How was it?
So it's difficult to say that in one word, because of course we had a lot of reason to be quite happy. But first, I think it was not an easy year because it's an anniversary, and of course the expectations are always higher for some reason, unrealistic. But that's the case, and so we had to deal with security, of course, which is something very important. I think people were quite happy of the security level was being given, and of course each year we don't know what will be exactly the state of the business, which is changing so fast. So globally, yes, we are quite happy. The attendance is a total record this year. We broke the 12,000 participants barrier with 12,300 or 400 participants. With actually a very interesting increase from Asia. Not only China. China is really having a very, very strong increase, but also Japan and also India, who was quite strong this year. A global increase, a big number of films still presented, and also, for instance, an increase in the documentaries, which is a sign also of the evolution, not only of films, but also the evolution of the society, which is, of course, expecting more and more support and insight in the big problem the society is facing out.
So there are some countries that came back to the market after years. There are some, I read that Kenya is back. Macau is back. So is there like a new globalization of a wider globalization of the market?
So I think, of course, every year we have countries going back and leaving and coming again. I think what is important in Cannes for me is more the total number of countries. And this year the total number of countries is still increasing. I think it's 118 countries represented this year, which is a big part of the world. For some countries, really depends. In the case of Macau, it's mostly connected with the Macau Film Festival, which is a new festival, and then the delegation came mostly from that festival. In the case of other countries, very often it's just a small delegation because they have a film or they have a project, and they have one, two, three people. Of course, we never have one country all of a sudden come with 100 people.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So, I think Cannes is absolutely perceived in the world as the place to be when you want to give a sign to the world that you are going to do something in the film landscape.
You were talking about documentaries. There was a specific program that you built up for documentaries that went really well, like a doc core, beside the doc core.
Yeah, so it's actually a program we grow since a few years. It's a venue because I think everything starts with the possibility for the people to meet the doc corner, where we have at the same time some sales agents dedicated to documentaries, but also festival documentaries who are, I have to say now, all the festival documentaries, specialized festivals, are in Cannes at the doc corner, because for them that's a perfect place to meet with filmmakers, and that part of documentaries, which is the feature documentaries, the cinematic documentaries, those festivals usually are always showing all kind of documentaries, and feature documentaries is just a part of that. So here in Cannes, I think the Doc Honor is interesting because it's exactly the symbiosis between film and documentaries, and it's that part where those two dimension recovers, which is found in the Doc Corner. And we also have that Doc Day, where we have different panels about documentaries in general. And this year, the main theme was how those documentaries may impact and square to the big questions of the society.
Mm-hmm. I want to talk about the streaming platform that the market has. Sinando is like a huge help for both to filmmakers and sales agent and festival programmers. And you had a day this year about a potential new feature on the Sinando platform, which is a subtitled, like, help, let's call it. How did this idea come from, and how do you think to pursue it?
So, first, Sinando, the service itself is now used really worldwide and during all the year by the professionals. It's really, I think, a very leading resource for distributors, salespeople, producers, institutions, where you really can find everyone and every project, every films, and you can follow all the main markets, the main events in the world. A part of the functionalities, yes, we have that streaming platform, which is really used, I would say, mostly now after the market, in a catch-up after festivals or markets. But it's also a private platform where producers or sellers can send just individual links, but in a very secured way, which is something important, which is not provided with very useful platform like Vimeo, which are very, very nice, very strong, but not really secured. We also had this new development with the support of the European Commission, and actually it's the part on the subtitles, it's a part of 3 years initiatives and pilot project to help dissemination in Europe of films by supporting and getting easily subtitling. Our project is to take advantage of subtitles, for instance, created by festivals in the world. Many festivals create subtitles in their own language because they doesn't exist with the film, but because they pay for those subtitles, they get the rights of the subtitles. And then the other project is giving the possibility for everyone to look on a specific film which subtitles exist somewhere in the world. And then if, for instance, a VOD platform is interested to release the film in those territories, once they have acquired the film from the sales agent or the rights owner, they can get the subtitles who have been created by a festival for a fraction of the cost. That's good for them because, of course, they don't have to recreate the subtitles each time. And also it supports festivals because it's a way for them to share the cost of making subtitles. And then it's also something we may be important for the organisms who support those subtitles because they don't want to pay twice the same subtitle.
Exactly. I am forced to ask you one question that was the big issue at the beginning of the festival last week, which was this quarrel between the festival and Netflix about the movies produced for theatrical release and movies that are to go straight to theatrical release but are still actual good quality movies. Do you think it was a real issue? Well, I mean, it was like a real problem, or it was more like pumped up by press just to create some buzz?
So I don't know what will be the issue of that discussion, and it's really something which is discussed by the board of the festival and the French administration. Of course, a part of that problem is a very French problem. And I think for me, and that's just a personal view, I think it's difficult to qualify a film just by the idea that it should primarily be released in a cinema. And years ago, the definition of a film was also very connected to celluloid support, and it was a film shot on a celluloid support, which is, of course, absolutely no more the case. So I think, of course, those rules are changing and will have to change very often. And I think the two problem what was linked, which is for the chronology of media question in France, and the inability to do day and date release, of course, and it's totally understandable, the wish of Netflix to follow its strategy, which is to have a film released at the same time or more or less at the same time in the world. So Honestly, I don't know what it will be in the future. I'm very curious to see what will be the position of the other festivals, and certainly that will be a sign. What will be the answer of Netflix, and how in France, for instance, the discussions were not really going very fast on the evolution of that chronology of media will change. And now we are talking about Netflix and Amazon, but I'm totally convinced that in the coming years we will have more platforms. Of course, Chinese, we are not talking about the Chinese platform because they are more local, but they are very important. We see also a lot of more specialized platforms. So I think that will be a question which will have different answers in the coming years or maybe even months.
Okay, thank you very much, Jérôme Payard, director of the Confin Market. Thanks for having been with us. It was Angela Cherubi from the Cannes Film Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.